Are you active on social media? And do you sometimes try to send messages or important information that you really want to share with the world? And do you sometimes feel that those messages get lost in the shuffle? In this episode, Paul and Pablo explore social media, and then they discover a nugget. It's Friday evening, and Paul is feeling tired. Tired and frazzled. Not the kind of tired that you experience after a hike where your whole body is feeling satisfied and worn out in a really deep and authentic way. Instead, he's had a bit of a mind meander, where he's felt lost, exploring stuff that's got him nowhere, wandering without any direction, feeling that he's just wasted a whole bunch of time. And so he's feeling deeply exhausted and as if he has achieved absolutely nothing in spite of his best efforts. You see, Paul is starting a new project and he's been advised to communicate through social media. So all week he has reacted to every Facebook and Instagram like, every LinkedIn comment, and he's been returning the ball like in ping pong. But actually, in ping pong, someone at least sends the ball back. Whereas the comments have triggered no reaction whatsoever. Feeling disappointed and disillusioned, Paul eventually decided to take a phone consultation with a communication expert that morning, and the lesson was, give your attention to those who deserve it. Paul found this incredibly irritating, and he found it arrogant. Who does this consultant think we are? Somebody who's able to just judge everybody? On the left, there are those who don't deserve my attention. On the right, there are those who do. Well, at least it's simple. Simple for sure, but too simple perhaps. And arrogant without a doubt, he thinks, still deeply upset. Isabel has just returned home. And Paul tells her all about his time-wasting wanderings, how his mind has meandered, and his consultation and the advice that has preoccupied him ever since. That advice irritates me, and Isabel, I know deep down that when something irritates me this much, it must contain a hidden nugget. But I can't find this golden nugget in here anywhere. I just can't see it. I'm feeling so frustrated. Pablo is sitting quietly on the sofa, listening to every word. He seems to soak up all of this like a sponge. What's irritating you so much? Asks Isabel. Give your attention to those who deserve it, Paul repeats insistently. What arrogance! Dad, begins Pablo. You know, yesterday when you asked me to fill the bath for you because you wanted to take a long soak, and you reminded me to make sure that I put the plug in, because do you remember that time when I once forgot? Anyway, maybe your expert just means that before you leave your messages running like water in the bath, maybe you should check that they land and so they don't get lost. Maybe he just wanted to say that you should check that someone is paying attention. Paul and Isabel stare at Pablo. Utterly gobsmacked, as if dazzled by the golden nugget that he's offering them on a platter. The internet and social media have made distances melt away. Nothing is beyond our reach anymore. We can now reach out to everybody, wherever they are. But so many of us are doing the same that actually it can make communication harder rather than easier. In this first episode on social media marketing, Paul has found a golden nugget. In the next episode, there'll be another one. See you soon.